Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect from us at Livingston Machinery. Our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team with farmers at OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Well, we had some surprising turnarounds today in the grains here at the close. We had corn down sharply after the events yesterday where it had an unexpected rally. The SEP through Dease corn were down about 16 and three-quarter cents. You know, yesterday the USDA came out and actually lowered the overall yield to 154.4 bushels per acre, and that was down from 156.5. In July. So that was a big surprise and drove corn up yesterday. But then today the market was weak. The funds were big sellers in here and drove it down to actually close at new lows. And we're quite a bit below the moving averages and everything. So the trend looks like it's gonna continue down as long as there's not any big forecast changes, which right now it doesn't appear is really even possible because we're so far along. And then we had the crop condition in progress report yesterday that came out. The overall condition remained exactly the same at 64%, and there were no changes. But the crop's still behind schedule here. We have the silking at 94%, just 1% behind the 5-year average. And then the dough stage is at 32%, and that's about 16% behind the 5-year average. And then if you look at how much is dented, it's 5%, which is 12%. So we're still behind, and at this point, that kind of brings us into a freeze scare, maybe a little bit later.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what were our traders looking at today?
If you follow what happened in the soybeans, we were a little bit stronger here today in the new crop beans, up about 2.5 cents at 12.27. You know, the market has rallied about 70 cents or so off the low just about 4 or 5 days ago, which were around 11.64. Right now we're about 12.28. The 50-day moving average is about 12.35. So we went up there and touched that, and overnight actually hit about 12.40. But we came off that just a little bit. There's a lot of people calling for some pretty stiff resistance right here and calling for the market to sell back off. But we haven't really seen that yet. Now, if you look at the crop conditions report, it stayed the same here for beans. There was some switching around on different categories, but it was relatively the same at 64% good to excellent. The crop is about a little bit behind. The setting pods is at 58%, 5-year average 68%, and then blooming is 88%, where the 5-year average is 92%. Not any real big surprises there. That report yesterday was a little bit bullish for it. It came in at about 3.255 a billion bushels total of soybeans, and they were looking for about 3.38, so that was a little bit bullish. And then if we look at the wheat futures, wheat followed corn lower here, and we actually made some new lows. If you go out to that July 14 contract in Kansas City wheat, it's at about 6.97 and a quarter, down about 5 and a quarter.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Taking a look at our market numbers this afternoon. August live cattle were up 30 cents at 123.90. August feeders up 35 at 153.85. And August lean hogs up 40 at 101.80. September Kansas City wheat down 4 cents at 6.96 and a quarter. Chicago September corn off 16 and 3 quarter cents at 4.55 and a quarter. And August soybeans down 14 cents at 13.59 and 3 quarters. October cotton today up 15 or 153 points at 91.59. That's a look at your afternoon futures. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.